Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, wishing you a happy new year and a wonderful beginning to 2022. We always look forward to a new year with anticipation of making changes and things going and growing in a great way. The one thing we can count on, however, is we still show up as ourselves and life itself, the very power and essence of everything that we do and are and can be. That life continues to move through us freely and givingly and openly. It is the very nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. Knowing that, we enter this time together in celebration of who you are, of what livingness you have to bring forward and what goodness you are living already. We spend this time celebrating you for your individuality, for your choices about who you are, for your choices about understanding and self-understanding, for your identifications with various groups and organizations and places in the world and places in life. We celebrate you. And we believe in you and your ability to develop and grow and live in the best possible life of your desires and your dreams. We are a center that is all about supporting one another, teaching one another, participating with one another in creating skills and spiritual tools and the abilities to have that which we want to create. That same life that moves through us is a life of creativity. And we are simply allowing ourselves to create as it moves through. So we're grateful for this. We're grateful that you're with us. We are a center that also is based on some teachings and some ideas. We're based on the science of mind, first written and explained somewhat by Ernest Holmes. And each week now, we share with you a little bit of what we believe. Today, we want to do that using our Declaration of Principle. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love
and creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life
and the immortality of the individual soul
forever unfolding.
I believe.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. One important aspect of our center are the wonderful practitioners that we have. They are licensed by Centers for Spiritual Living, our international organization. And they are licensed because they have learned to use this teaching to enhance their own lives, to achieve goals, to manifest wonderful opportunities for living. And they know how to use it for themselves and how to use it for others so that they are available to you. You'll find them on our website. They are available to you for assistance in any area that you feel you could use support. Feel free to reach out and ask, reach out and contact them through the website. One of those wonderful practitioners who has been doing this maybe as long as I have, who is well-grounded in truth and wonderful in her approach and attitude to this teaching and to life itself. She will be sharing now some thoughts and ideas, as well as leading us in a spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer. With great joy, I give you Barbara Guillory. Thank you.
So good morning, everyone. I'm so thrilled to be able to start off this New Year's with you. And again, this is an opportunity for us to make the year what we want it to be. We've had many challenges, but life is about challenges and our response to those challenges. I would like for us to just take a look at love for our existence, in particular because we can bring love into existence. We can bring love to the world. We can bring love where there is an absence of love. We can be that conduit for love. And this is what I love about this treatment process. This is what I love about this teaching. Again, it's a tool. It's not the only tool, but it is a tool that I am very, very grateful to have known, to have spent my time in learning about it. So one of the things we often talk about is love. And for me, love is just like a recipe. You know, you're a cook in the kitchen and you're putting your recipe together and you know exactly just how much basil you need to put in there. You know how much salt you need to put in there. You know how much pepper. Why? Because you are the one creating this fabulous dish. And love for yourself is pretty much the same way. There's a source of love that we go to. It's the universe, the oneness, the divine. And we have to know what amount of love we need for ourselves, what amount of love is in our life, what amount of love, regardless of what we may be challenged with, what we're looking at, or what we're going through. If we go through it with love, then we have a better chance of coming out being whole and complete. We don't change the outside circumstances, but we do have that opportunity to change the inside circumstances that we are experiencing. So I want to take us into an experience as it relates to treatment. And let's just focus on love itself, bringing more love into existence. So as we center ourselves, we want to just know the one source of love, the goodness of love. We want to know the universe as love. We want to know the divine presence in and of itself as love. So this source of love, we know, is where all love comes from where everything comes from. As we come into the understanding of this magnificent universe, we also come into an understanding of who we are. This is who I am. As a full expression of the universe, as a full expression of God, as a full expression of the oneness, as a full expression of the divine presence. And in this oneness, I can create an experience of love for myself simply because I am a co-creator with the divine. I am a co-creator with the oneness. I'm a co-creator with the divine presence. And in this co-creative role with the divine, with spirit itself, I create for myself an experience of love that is infinite, that is plentiful, that is unfolding right now with all that it is in existence. I fill the world with love. I fill my body with love. I fill my mind with love. I fill my spirit with love. I fill my existence with love. I fill my city with love. I fill my community with love. I fill my world with love. I fill my universe with love. And this very love I offer up to any and everyone that I come in contact with. It is this wonderful, beautiful understanding of the workings of the divine, of the universe in and of itself, that I am so thankful to have. and for this wonderful understanding. I give thanks. And so it is.
You can do amazing things. There's no question about that. It shows up in your life and it shows up in where you have already been and the ways in which you have already lived. As we move into this new year, we're going to consider some of the very basic ideas of our teaching. We're going back because I think our world is in such turmoil. We need some grounding in what is true and what is real, and some common languaging about what we're doing and what we're talking about, so that you can have a better idea and I can have a better idea of where we are. The core ideas of the science of mind have been my guiding principles for many years and have proven to take me through turmoil and upset, 9/11, through various illnesses that may have shown up in life and through various changes in life. It is a core principle for me that guides and directs my choices, that guides and directs my life experiences, and because it shapes how I think creates my life experience. So today I'd like to consider with us this thing called God. What is it? Why do we even talk about it? For some people, they cringe when they hear that question or that word, the G word we used to call it when I was first getting into some of these principles and ideas. Because for many people, God is not an idea that is positive. God is not an idea that even makes sense to you anymore, perhaps. And perhaps, well, let me do it this way. What is your best, highest idea of ultimate power? Because that's what the whole thought about God is. It's a word that supposedly depicts power, the very ultimate highest power available to us on earth, or to which we are subject on earth for many people. So think about that. What is ultimate power to you? Many people who say God is their ultimate power do not appear to believe that, because when they talk about what God does and how much love God is and all of that, their lives seem to appear to be recognizing some other power as being bigger. Perhaps the ultimate power for you is politics, political power, military power, the power of the virus, the power of the world around you to dictate and control things. For some, the power of their families may seem like the ultimate power. Or there may be principles such as duty, principles such as fairness that carry the ultimate power in your life. But whatever you consider to be the very greatest good that you can imagine for yourself is really where that ultimate power lies. It is that thing itself that you believe is so good and that you believe would your world would be perfect if it were a part of it. That is a window into what you believe about ultimate power. And whether you believe in a God or an exterior anything or an interior power, that's the other part of the question that's so important. Where is that ultimate power in your sense of reality? Is the ultimate power of life outside of you somewhere? Is it the God that is somehow a creator off somewhere else who created all of this and threw it into space and turned away and let us figure things out? Or is it a God, or is it a power that somehow is still engaged, but by its nature is very personified, anthropomorphized, perhaps? You know, we do that with everything. I used to have a wardrobe called Bear. You know, we can anthropomorphize most anything. We as humans have the habit and the ability to do that. And we do that with God, or what we think of as God, our ultimate power. We make it man-like, human-like. And for many, yes, man-like, not woman-like. And over the years, in the development of consciousness, we have done that. We have have chased all kinds of ideas of what this ultimate power might be. Sometimes we see it as very localized. Sometimes we see it far away. The important question, though, for you is, what do you see? What do you believe? And I hope this talk will inspire you to spend a little time thinking about these questions. So if it's located out there somewhere, what is your relationship to it? How do you contact or participate in or be subjective to that ultimate power? What's the relationship? Is there a relationship? And if there's not a relationship, then how are you living disconnected from that ultimate power? How is that even possible, I would say? Or is it some kind of power that's located within you that is present, that beats your heart and breathes your lungs and moves you through life? That life we talk about, that all it wants and all it asks is the opportunity to appear. If that's your idea of ultimate power, then it may be right here present, and your relationship to it has to do with how you relate to life itself. How do you see life? Is it for you? Is it against you? Is it greater good or worse good? Or no? Something greater, something more powerful. And in doing that, it pulls us towards some idea, some apparently urge to name something, whether we do it intentionally or unintentionally, as a greater power. Years ago, I did, when I was quite a young minister and quite angry about a lot of things, I did a talk on the idea that we should, what we should really call church or shopping centers, because that was where our ultimate power seemed to be, and we all went there to worship a whole lot. Nowadays, shopping centers are kind of old hat, you know, now that we're living at home and working and doing so much through the internet. Shopping centers just aren't the great temples they once were. So ultimate power, when it exists outside in some fate, shape or form, shifts and changes as the shapes and forms of time pass. Do you have a sense of an ultimate power that is greater than that, that doesn't shift and change form? In science of mind, religious science, those words are kind of interchangeable. New thought, we're a part of the whole new thought movement. We kind of think about this whole thing of ultimate power in some very specific ways that I find serve me very well. They give me a framework, a place to start in thinking through choices and thinking through what's happening in the world. You know, ultimate power in the basic disciplines sort of fall in three categories. In science, ultimate power is considered a universal, unified field of energy and information. And the deeper we study into physical forms and shapes, and the further and more tiny and poignant we go in that, the more we recognize that we're part of a massive field of energy and information that is unified, that is never separated, never disconnected, never can be pulled apart. And yet within it show up these points of energy and information of all sorts and all kinds. And those points, that energy is what shows up as individuals, etc., individual expressions. In the world of philosophy, we talk about first cause, the first cause behind the cause behind the cause. When you think about what do you believe is ultimate power, think about the things in your life that you see happening as a result of power and say, where's the cause for that? What's behind that cause that could have led to this? What's behind that cause? And in this teaching, we constantly take you back to first cause, to that place where we believe it all starts, and where we can trace back, if we, as you learn how to follow through from the world on the outside into the world on the inside, you begin to see how inner forces and inner powers and inner thoughts affect and change what happens on the outside. So the first cause to all things, what's first cause to your life? And then, of course, in religion, it's called God's. Every religion has a version of it. Most religions have more than one version. And some say that, some don't. Most claim that there's only one, and it looks like this. And yet, when you look behind all of that, you recognize there's a pull towards a greater something that is the source of all power in the universe. The very power of the universe, the very essence and existence of the universe. See, and we claim that power not to be a personality, like a god off in the sky sitting around, you know, talking to the other gods and drinking wine and playing chess with people down on the chessboard. Not at all. Not at all separate. Not at all personality. Not at all person, even. But the very power and essence of life itself forming and creating and moving through forms and changing and always growing and changing in its shape and form, and yet all coming from that unified field of energy and information. It may sound like a lot of gobbledygook and complicated, but if you think of it as this power that God is within, and everything that is part of it, you can't get away from it. You know, if the idea of God or the idea of an infinite power is infinite, infinite by definition means there's only one. You can't have two infinites. Then you have two. If you get two of anything, you got two finite ideas. And we, in this teaching, believe that it is an infinite idea that guides us. It is an infinite power. So it is present everywhere in each of us. It is omnipresent. It is omniscient in that it's all-knowing, all knowledge that grows and develops, that we learn. We learn in and through and from that power. Because that power is what energizes our lives and moves us and lives us and breathes us, allows us to be and becomes us, the beingness. So that one power is a power within. It is a power of life. It is not a power creating, standing on the outside and creating in some way. It is not personality. And it can seem to have many, many faces. In fact, the power of the individual person to truly find themselves and stand in their truth is kind of a pinnacle of that idea of oneness, that idea of one universal power moving through us. Because the currency of this one energy, this one power, this one something of ultimate power, in my opinion, and in what I read and what I see, and almost every religion talks about it, as each religion has kind of reached for some part of understanding this, is love. So when I love and grow in my own uniqueness and understand and embrace my oneness, my clarity, my truth, my individuality, by doing so, I am also loving you into you. Your permission, your invitation to do the same thing. And somehow this infinite intelligence works with it and brings it all together into a unified expression, a unified field. First cause. We go back to that again and again and again. This is why Ernest Holmes says it's really just the best way to talk about it is the thing itself. Because you can't really talk about the infinite in finite terms. You can just approximate it. You can find words that can point you toward it, but they don't fully and finally define it. So I invite you to spend some time this week with those thoughts, those ideas, and decide for yourself. Why? Why does this matter? What difference does it make? What you think about the ultimate power? It is what it is regardless. Well, no. Because it becomes to you. When it is this universal field, it becomes to you what you believe it to be. So if you are steeped in a belief that God is vengeful or there's an ultimate power working in the universe that would destroy part of itself, then you're going to have some of that experience. Not because you can be destroyed, but simply because it's going to appear that way. Because this is a user-friendly forever universe where things just change form and back and forth. So it's really helpful, I believe, to understand and to get a clear idea for yourself of what ultimate power means to you, because it's a hierarchy from there. It's a breakdown from that idea into all of the other choices you make, how you feel when someone disagrees with you, how you experience life itself, how everything seems to stack up and match up. I stumbled across a really interesting piece this week, and I want to share it with you because it's so powerful and so important for the first day of this first week of our new year. And it's a bit long, but I want to read it anyway because it's very important and very powerful. And there is so much out there right now that is coming at us that would appear to be not a result of one power that is love, but a result of something else where there is so much disagreement, where disagreement turns into an attack between people on one another. So here's the reading. On the surface of the world right now, there is war and violence and things seem dark. But calmly and quietly, at the same time, something else is happening underground. An inner revolution is taking place, and certain individuals are being called into a higher light. It is a silent revolution from the outside, from the inside out, from the ground up. It is time for me to reveal myself, for I am an embedded agent of a secret, undercover, clandestine, global operation. A spiritual conspiracy. We have sleeper cells in every nation on the planet. You won't see us on TV. You won't read about us in the newspaper. In fact, you won't hear about us on the radio. We don't seek any kind of glory. We don't seek any glory. You won't hear any. Wear any uniform. We come in all shapes and sizes, colors and styles. Most of us work anonymously. We are quietly working behind the scenes in every country and every culture in the world, cities big and small, mountains and valleys and farms and villages and tribes and remote islands. You could pass by one of us on the street and not even notice. We go undercover. We remain behind the scenes. It is of no concern to us who makes the final credit or who takes the final credit, but simply that the work gets done. Occasionally, we spot each other on the street. With a quiet nod, we continue on our way, so no one really notices. During the day, many of us pretend we have normal jobs, but behind the scenes, the false storefronts at night is where the real work takes place. Some call us a consciousness army. We are slowly creating a new world with the power of our minds and hearts. We follow with passion and joy our orders from Central Conscious Command, the Spiritual Intelligence Agency. We're dropping soft, secret love bombs where no one is looking. In poems, hugs, music, photography, movies, kind words and smiles, meditation and prayer, dance, social activism and websites. On blogs and random acts of kindness. We each express ourselves in our own unique way with our own unique gifts and talents. Be the change you want to see in the world. That's our motto that fills our hearts. We know it is the only way real transformation takes place. We know that quietly and humbly, we have the power of all the oceans combined. Our work is slow and meticulous, like the formation of mountains. It's not even visible at first glance. And yet within it, entire tectonic plates shall be moved in the centuries to come. Love is a new religion in the 21st century. We don't have to be a highly educated people or have any exceptional knowledge to understand love. It comes from the intelligence of the heart, embedded in the timeless evolution pulse of all human beings. Be the change you want to see in the world. Nobody else can do it for you. We are now recruiting, by the way. Perhaps you will join us or already have. All are welcome. The door is always open. So it is. That's from the book, The Big Glow, by Brian Piergrossi. If any of that resonated with you, without needing to sign up or go anywhere, I invite you to join us in knowing truth, in expressing love in all those simple, powerful, beautiful ways, and bringing greater and greater truth, goodness, and freedom to the planet. You are the expression of the thing itself. And so it is.
For that wonderful talk that started today off with the beginning of the year for 2022. And I am looking forward to this year. It's been just interesting the last couple of years. So starting a new year fresh with these great ideas, this great teaching that helps us be better. And I am looking forward to that. So if you would say the affirmation of prosperity with me, I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And you can click on the link in the QR code to get to the donation site, or go to www.cslmidtown.org/donate. And we'd love to get your contributions set up. You can set them up on a recurring basis. So as you get paid in a frequency, you can have that automatically deducted and contributed. And we look forward to an amazing year with you. Now, on to announcements.
Thank you, Vance, and all of the others who have participated today. This has been a wonderful time together. I invite you to take note of one additional announcement. Beginning at the end of January, January the 26th, on a Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, we will begin a five-week series. It's a basic class called Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. It's been a slogan of this teaching for many years. It's been a slogan for our center since we revamped some of our marketing a few years ago. Change your life really does require you to change your thinking, or else you revert right back to the same thing. This is a course on how to do that. Gives you some very basic and very advanced ideas, activities, practices, and opportunities. We meet from 7 to 9 on Wednesday nights, beginning the 23rd. The cost for the course is $125 for all five sessions. And it will end in at the end of February. So I look forward to having you sign up, to seeing you there, and to creating a brand new, wonderful life for all of us in the new year. Join me now in our closing as we share these thoughts together. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. Look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is, and so it shall be.